I've opened up Microsoft Word in a blank document for this section where I'm going to go in and type some text and show you some basic navigation and how you can customize it and have it read different ways. So by default, JAWS is set up to echo characters as we type, and as I start typing here, I'll type in a line that says this is a test period. We'll hear that we hear characters echoed.
T-H-I-S.
And on that first word, it said T in a higher pitch because I had held down the shift key and typed the T. So it's a capital, and capitals are echoed in a higher pitch. So it said T-H-I-S.
Space I-S space A space T-E-S-T space O-F space J-A-W-S space I-N space W-O-R-D.
So I capitalized JAWS, and I capitalized the W of Word.
Period. Enter.
And if I up arrow now, I'll move my cursor or my insertion point back to the line of text I just typed. And JAWS by design, when it moves to a line, it reads the line automatically.
This is a test of JAWS in Word.
And my cursor is sitting on the first position in the line, or on the T of this. If I do a say character, the 5 on the numeric keypad,
T,
it speaks that character. Now if I hold down the insert key with the 5, it'll read the word.
This.
And I can move to the right a word at a time.
Is a test of JAWS in Word.
And it reads each one of the words as I move across, as it moves the insertion point across. So now I'm sitting on the W of Word.
W.
Because I had moved across a word at a time. There are other things that we can do with this text as after we've typed it in, and you can do these things with the keyboard. Sighted folks select text with a mouse by clicking and dragging across the text, but we can do this using the keyboard as well. I'll do a home to move back to the beginning.
Home.
And I'm on the T of this.
T.
And now I'll hold down the shift key and I'll move to the right and we'll select the text a character at a time, and JAWS gives us the right information.
T selected. H selected, I selected, S selected.
And we'll now be able to ask JAWS, what text have you selected? And I should have just selected the word this. If I do a shift with the say all, shift insert down arrow.
Selected text is this.
It reads the word back to me that I've selected. So you can now copy this to the clipboard with a control C. You can go someplace else in a document or on another document somewhere and paste it in with a control V. These are all standard Windows commands, and JAWS gives you the proper feedback as you're doing it. If it just selected the text as we moved across with the shift key and we weren't getting any feedback that it was being selected, or we had no way of reviewing which text we had actually selected, it would be of no value to us if we couldn't see the screen. And that's where the screen reader really has to provide the right information at the right moment. So I'll do a shift end right now, which selects to the end of the line, I would hope, and let's find out what it does.
Selected is a test of JAWS in Word, period.
So it tells us that it selected the rest of it, and now if I say, so what text is selected with a shift insert down arrow?
Selected text is, this is a test of JAWS in Word.
And it tells us the whole line has been selected. So, valuable information, and let's go in real quick here and make a little spelling mistake.
Is a test.
I'll move across
E
S and add an S into the word test.
S.
So now it sounds right.
This is a test of JAWS in Word.
But when I run the spell checker, we'll see that it isn't right, and we're also going to see that JAWS speaks the dialogue for the spell checker correctly and allows us to make this adjustment quite easily. I'll press F7, which is the Word command for executing the spell checker.
F7. Not a dictionary, colon, test, T-E-S-S-T, suggestions, colon, test, T-E-S-T-S.
So that's great. The spell checker ran. It told me what the misspelled word was, and it even spelled it out so that I could understand that the had the extra S in it. Then, because there were some suggestions in the suggestions list, it spoke and spelled the first suggestion, and since T-E-S TS is not the word I'm looking for, I won't just accept that change, but let me tab to the suggestions and see if the right one is here.
Tab, suggestions, colon, list box, test, T-E-S-T-S.
I'll down arrow.
Test, T-E-S-T.
and it speaks and spells these suggestions for me, because yeah, you probably want to have those things spelled out to make sure you've got the right one, and that's the one I'm looking for. And I'll accept the change with the Microsoft Word command, Alt-C for change.
Alt-C. Document 1- Microsoft Word. Microsoft Word dialog. The spelling and grammar check is complete. OK button.
And a little dialog box gets displayed on the screen. This is something a sighted person dismisses with the mouse pointer. It's just a communication, again, a dialog between Word and the user to let you know that the spelling has completed. So I press Enter to dismiss the dialog.
Enter. Document 1. Edit.
And I'm back in my document. I'll do a say line.
This is a test of JAWS in Word.
And if I
test.
Spell this word test now,
T-E-S-T.
I see it's been corrected. So that's a quick example of typing in some text, reviewing it, how you can select it, copy it, how you can run a spell checker. You can also change your typing echo in Word. There are very easy keystrokes to toggle this so that it'll echo as you're typing. When you hit the space bar, it speaks the word that you just finished typing, rather than hearing every character as you type, or you can have it set up to echo nothing. There's also a command to have it read text from the top to the bottom, and there's a fast forward and a rewind, so as it's reading the text, we can skip ahead and skip back. We'll see how that works once we get onto an internet page. There is more on Microsoft Word. There's a lot to this, and if you are interested, I encourage you to visit the Freedom Scientific webpage at freedomscientific.com. Go to the training link, and on there you'll find a demonstration of JAWS with Microsoft Word, where I take you into some tables and show you some more complex things in Microsoft Word.